and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah, America. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful day. There's tension in the office right now, a lot of it. We're having our Thanksgiving employee party, but we're doing a chili cook-off also. And a lot of payoffs going on. We got independent judges coming in from outside the studio. Arguments over whether there's... Here's the question of the day. That just made me think of something. 580-225-9697 is the Fowler Agency text line. Beans or no beans in the chili? Beans or no beans in the chili? And why? I don't have a prize for you up here today, but I'll make it up to you. But I don't have any prizes. So beans or no beans in the chili? There we go. So the tension, there's crap going on in the office right now is all I can tell you. Let's check out some temperatures. Similar to yesterday, in the 40s in the panhandle of Oklahoma and Texas, and 70s in southeastern Oklahoma. You can see, if you have your Mesonet app, you can get on your Mesonet app on the air temperature map, and you can just see that front. It looks like it's from Eric to Butler to Watonga up towards Medford, and it's just pushing its way into Oklahoma more. 47 at Boise City, 49 at Arnett, 56 at Eric, 62 at Mangum, 53 at Fairview and Cherokee. You're 53 out here in the panhandle of Texas. 50 at Lipscomb, 59 at Dozer, 64 at Odell and Childress. You're 62 degrees. That wall of water that our weather scientists all predicted, and it, gotta understand, it's a prediction, but it's still disappointing in some areas. If you get on the Oklahoma Mesonet and get on the three-day rainfall accumulation, you can see it. There's a streak that goes from about Altus to just north of Eric, up through Butler, towards Watonga, up towards Medford, and that streak looks like it's about 40 miles wide. Just, it didn't happen. And then everything else, everybody else had rain. It is highly disappointing. I was just telling you, this was one time this year I was not happy we didn't get any rain. We got another shot of rain coming up Sunday, but I seen the weatherman on social media. He posted predicted totals, and the map actually looks just like what's been happening here now. No rain through Beckham County, parts of Greer and Kiowa and Custer, Warstall, Blaine. Up through there, just ain't a lot of hope there, but weird things have happened. But congratulations to everybody up northwestern Oklahoma. Woodward, you got 1.22 inches. Arnett, 1.54 inches. Alva, 1.05 inches. And then just some good rains for you guys for the wheat pastures, because I had 0.09 is what I had. Wasn't good. It just made the Truticow mad. That's all I can say. I got Don Bradshaw is going to be on here at 12:30 in our third segment. He's going to talk about Nikki, his horse, and the rider. I already forgot who it was. I keep up my names. Whoa, went away. Bear with me a second here. Let me get this back up. Somebody's too fast on the computer and knocks things out of the way. There we go. Justin Ox, is I guess how you say that, O-C-H-S, Justin. I mean, I know his face, just don't know how to pronounce his bad name. Him and Kitty and Dawn, they did really good with Kitty at the weekend four last at the quarter horse American Quarter Horse Association deal on level two senior healing was the winner. Cool stuff. So he'll be in here in just a little bit. And it's kind of funny. He posted, I guess he meant to message me yesterday on Messenger. Instead, he posted it on Facebook. He said, Jimmy, noon. And everybody thought we were having a showdown or something, I guess, having a fight or something. It was kind of funny. All right, let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. As 6:30 p.m. or 6:30 Central Time, sorry, a.m., corn was down a penny and a half at 4.36 per bushel. January soybeans were down 3 3/4 at 11.18 3/4. January soy meal was unchanged at 3.17.60 a short ton. And January soy oil fell 0.71 cents to 50.27 cents a pound. March wheat futures were in the red in the early morning. Chicago Board of Trade was down 3 3/4 at 5.37 per bushel. Kansas City down 3 1/4 at 5.20 1/2. Minneapolis wheat decreased 7 1/2 cents to 5.60 1/4 a bushel. News this week that mostly favored the grain bulls, but the price action was controlled by the bears. After the rally Monday, said Bob Lehman, commodities brokers at Close Commodity Advisors, many traders believe we are seeing further buy the rumor, sell the fact position. I believe that. In other words, they're squaring up. Global stock markets have been hit hard over the past 2 weeks and are now testing or just below key moving average support lines. Drought continuing to grow in the Midwest. Looks like it's grown in Oklahoma also. About 68.93% of the area, which includes Minnesota, Missouri, Wisconsin, and where else? Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky suffered from drought conditions in the 7 days that ended November 18th, according to the Monitor. About 71% of Iowa's in drought conditions. Illinois is about 86.34%. Wisconsin saw much more drought, about a 17% increase at 95.73%. According to the National Weather Service, a low-pressure system early Friday morning continued to support heavy rain and thunderstorms in the Central Plains. According to the National Weather Service, this comes from an active southern stream of the upper jet supporting a wet pattern from Southern California into the Central and Southern Plains, Kepin, Beckham County, Custer, and Wichita, Greer. And I'm just kidding. The National Weather Service said while the southern stream remains active over the next few days, the northern stream will be characterized by mostly west to east flow at the mid to upper levels. For all you weather scientists. So there you have it. I want to give you the rut report. It came out. I want to maybe. Let me see here. Maybe. Come on, baby. Open up. I think I've finally figured out what's causing my computer problems. If I can just get it to open here, then I can get rid of the other one. Oh, man. There it is. All right. The Wildlife Department, Oklahoma Wildlife Department, they put out their before the rifle season rut report. There we go. The deer mating season, known as the rut, is well underway in most of Oklahoma as the bucks have been scrambling after the does in all areas of the state. Deer should be moving this coming Saturday, that's mañana, with the state's deer gun rifle season officially opening a half hour before sunrise. It's the most highly anticipated day of the year for roughly 160,000 hunters. Guys, please wear your orange tomorrow. And if you're out quail hunting on private land, you can't be on public land, please wear at least a cap or a vest. This year's annual rut report should give hunters a great deal of optimism about their chances this year. So I'm going to skip the license stuff and go to the regions. Let's start out with Northwest region. Reported by Eddie Wilson, wildlife senior biologist. Current buck rutting activity is in full swing throughout the northwestern counties and the panhandle. Mature bucks are being seen chasing does, and some bucks are locked down with does also. Remember, Lieutenant James yesterday talked about that. Habitat conditions are good to excellent. Cover is heavy this year. Native cool season grasses and forbs are available for forage. Most winter wheat crops are up in good conditions. Hunter and landowner reports. Hunters and landowners are currently seeing a lot of deer activity. Mature bucks are on the move, and some of them have bedded with does. Public land, best bets, Canton, Fort Supply, Cooper, and are all good places to deer hunt in the Northwest. Canton's WMA is closed opening weekend for controlled hunts. Fort Supply and Cooper are open to buck-only hunting for the first 9 days of deer gun season. And what else we got here? Hunting regulations vary in wildlife management areas. So if you don't have the app on your phone, there is regulations at every store that I've been in here lately. So check it out. Make sure or you can get online and check it out. Advice for deer hunters for Northwest region. It says be prepared for your hunt before you go. In other words, sight your rifle in today. Okay. Make sure your rifle is sighted in and your equipment is in good shape. Know your shooting limits regarding distance. Bring a rangefinder and binoculars if you have them. Many of the WMAs in Northwest provide open country and the opportunity for long shots. Bring a deer cart or a backpack to retrieve your deer. To repeat what Lieutenant James said yesterday, James Edwards, that is Lieutenant James from Forrest Gump, we need to be sure of your target. And be sure of your backstop. Make sure you have a backstop. Trees, in my opinion, trees don't count. But just make sure you have a good backstop and be sure your target. Some people wear, you know, it's not going to be cold in the morning, so you probably won't see a lot of people with brown on. But I remember back in the days, it was back in the 80s, there was a gentleman out here in Western Oklahoma shot during rifle season because he was wearing brown coveralls and had a white t-shirt on. True story. I can't remember if that was Custer County or Warsaw County. This has been back in the 80s, so it's a true story about that. So also, just wear your orange and not worry about it. Southwest region here, current buck rutting activity. Bucks are definitely cruising and have been seen pushing does, a clear sign that we're entering the heart of the rut. Habitat conditions, heavy summer rains, and left the stage for excellent habitats across the majority of the regions. My man from the French Quarters up there at Pack Saddle, Marcus Thibodeau, he's our Southwest Region Senior Biologist. He put this report out. Hunter and landowner reports, field reports indicate that mature bucks are on the move, especially during the early morning and late evening hours. Many hunters and landowners are seeing bucks actively cruising with does, signaling the development of peak ruck activity in several areas. And if for you non-deer hunters, or for some deer hunters that don't know, this is when the does wean their fawns, is when they start getting chased. If you're cruising by and you see a poor baby Bambi out there looking all depressed, it's because his mama left him. That's what's going on. Public land best bets, Black Kettle WMA, 30 something thousand acres. Was there 18 or 20 at Pack Saddle and Ellis County are all open the first 9 days of deer gun season, and each have specific area regulations. So check them. The department offers free map. And this is something I didn't know. The department offers free maps on its website. Mapping apps on phones do not show the closed roads. And there are several that do not have accurate boundaries. So you might need to be checking on that, not your Onyx and all that stuff. So there you have it. There's your update. Be careful out there, guys, tomorrow. Enjoy it. I hope you have fun. Let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post-hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
Hauling for the holidays starts at Cummins in Weatherford. Load up your gear in a brand new 2026 Chevrolet Silverado HD. Right now, get 3.9% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on these HDs. That's power, style, and savings to kick off the season right. So haul the turkey, haul the family. Just haul it to Cummins in Weatherford and drive home stuffed with happiness. Cummins Cadillac Chevrolet GMC in Weatherford, I-40 and Airport Road, or online at CumminsBPG.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
Jimmy, you know Aubrey Latham at XIT Auctions, don't you?
I just interviewed him on air, Nathan. Don't you ever listen to my show?
Let's put our egos aside and get down to business. XIT Auctions is licensed in Texas, just like they are in Oklahoma.
That means they can sell real estate and farm equipment in Texas, just like they can here in Oklahoma.
Tell our Texas friends how to get a hold of XIT.
Go to their website, xitauctions.com, or call auctioneer Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440.
XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Here's your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Lipscomb, 50 degrees, wind chill at 44, 78 is humidity, dew points 43. The winds are out of the northwest, 16 with wind gusts up to 27. 78 one-hundredths of an inch rain at Lipscomb. Congratulations. No red flags or sub-freezing minutes. And 8-inch soil temperature is 56 degrees. I seen one of the judges come by the door here a minute ago for our chili contest we're having. He's a police chief or assistant police chief and a wannabe farmer. And hopefully he knows how to judge chili. Oh, and then off the text line here, let's see, where is that thing at? There it is. It says, on Gunsmoke, they had beef and beans, not hamburger. So yes, beans. No beans. It ain't chili if it's got beans. Beans, it's better. Beans for flavor, and what's chili without beans? There you have it. The beans have it, 3-1 so far. What's your opinion? 580-225-9697. That's the Fowler Agency text line. Should chili have beans or no beans? There you have it. All right, this is some of the, it came in after my show yesterday. I didn't have time to play it, but this some of the, this was off the Southeast AgNet that I got yesterday. And this is some really important news on peanuts, and I'm not talking about yields or nothing like this. It's got to do with your health. So especially if you're between 60 and 75 years old, listen to this report.
one of the most important news items you've heard about peanuts in a long time. The Institute of Nutrition and Translational Research in the Netherlands has found that the consumption of unsalted skin-roasted peanuts are significantly improved the brain vascular function and memory. The findings have been published in the Clinical Nutrition edition. They said that they had 31 healthy adults ranging from the age of 60 to 75. They were been observed consuming 60 grams of peanuts, two servings a day, for 16 weeks. And they found that the peanut intervention resulted in an increased blood flow in the frontal and temporal lobes of the brain, and that means you'll have a better memory and other cognitive functions will be better. As people age, they said vascular brain functions can become impaired, contributing to an elevated risk of cognitive decline and dementia. Dementia, they said, unfortunately, is a worldwide health problem, and peanuts can help control it. Alzheimer's Disease International predicts 78 million people will be living with dementia by 2030. So the study has proven the consumption of unsalted skin-roasted peanuts will help you improve your vascular function and memory. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast Ag News.
Oh, how about that, folks? Buy peanuts. I've been telling you guys for months to buy peanuts. Support your local peanut growers. But there was a key word that Tyrone said in there is unsalted. So, but they're roasted, but unsalted. So that's awesome news. That's a natural way to treat Alzheimer's. So anyway, all right, let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. December corn is 425, down one. March is unchanged at 437. January soybeans 1123, up 3/4. March is 1132, up a half. Soybean meal December 31430, up 30 cents. January is 31840, up 80. Soybean oil December 5019, down 47. Hard red winter wheat is 511, up 5 for December. March is 527, up 3 1/4. Live cattle, December 215.35, up 62. February 216.05, up 65. Feeders for January 315.57, down 80. March is 308.62, up 7. April is 307.02, up 47. And lean hogs, man, them hogs are getting cheap. December 78 even, down 147. February 77.77. Down 187. Sorry about that. Okay, let's see here. We're a little drought report before we go to break. Dawn is here. Maybe if that'll come up. There it is. According to the drought report that came out yesterday, there's more red. Kiowa County is almost consumed by D3 extreme drought. Looks like more of Beckham County and Custer and Ouachita and Greer. I've got a lot of D2 going on, and so does Jackson and Tillman. Harmony County still in the yellow, so that's the D0. No drought in the northern Texas Panhandle or Oklahoma Panhandle, or basically almost all of northern Oklahoma above, let's draw a line like from, Arnett, straight east, all the way across the state. There's no drought. North of that line there, so looking pretty good. All right, we're gonna take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, I'll have Mr. Don Bradshaw. I almost said Bashaw. Has anybody ever said that to you, Don? Yeah. Bashaw. I know Bashaw and Bradshaw's. Don Bradshaw. We're gonna be talking about his horse. She's beautiful. That's all I can tell you. I'm not a big horse person, Don. I mean, I know horses and I don't hate horses. Don't get me wrong, but that's one beautiful quarter horse, by the way. So, we're going to be right back after this.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. Are feral hogs causing damage to your land and crops? Try Kaput, our highly effective bait designed specifically for feral hog control. Kaput targets hogs where it hurts, helping you protect your property and your livestock. Don't wait for the damage to get worse. Call us or stop by today at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City, to learn more about Caput. Follow us on Facebook for the latest updates and solutions.
You're already grabbing your jacket when you head out the door. You know what's coming very soon. Don't wait to winterize your vehicle. Anti-freezer wiping fluid, battery charger to keep in the car, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to keep the ice and snow off your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. And those gloves, because the fingers are the first to get cold. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
A public service announcement from Oklahoma Human Services. Hey, Oklahomans, did you know updating your SNAP food benefits info is a snap? Have you changed jobs or hours? Has your monthly cost of housing changed? Have your household members changed? Maybe you've recently moved. If you're a recipient of SNAP benefits in Oklahoma, visit okdhslive.org to update your information. That's okdhslive.org. It's a SNAP, Oklahoma.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-82 radial tires and get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you gotta have.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let me get on. There's a lot of activity. I want a big shout out to the Oklahoma Highway Patrol for listening to the show today, because that wannabe farmer came in here with his handcuffs out a while ago. I was going to have to pull the concealed weapon deal on him. So, all right, let's check out some ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. And we got... Nope, it's not Hobart. Let's go with Buffalo today. How about that? Buffalo, Oklahoma, currently it's 51 degrees. Dew point's 44, humidity 78. The winds are out of the northwest at 16 miles an hour. Wind gust at 22. 1.15 inches of rain. Congratulatios to you guys, too. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 55 degrees. Sunset at 5:26. Cloudy and 59 today, 39 tonight, 62 and partly sunny tomorrow. Opening day of deer season looks perfect. It ain't going to get much better than what it is. I mean, it could be a little chillier, but it's not. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Don Bradshaw. Welcome to the show, Don.
Hello. Nice to be here.
Oh, took me a week to get you here.
I was busy.
I know. Don, tell everybody who Don is.
Well, I am retired Don Bradshaw. I was a educator for 32 years out at Merritt. Spent the whole 32 years out there. About 13, 14 years as a principal and the rest of it teaching and coaching.
Yeah. And, was you any good at coaching?
Yeah, I was okay. I was a better player probably than coach. So, I played down in Texas.
Oh, yeah, where at?
McKinney.
That's north of Dallas, right? I knew
that. I left it at 16,000. Now it's 350,000.
Oh, it's unreal.
And growing.
Yeah, what is Salina? That's where my son and daughter-in-law and two grandsons was. Yep. That thing went from boom to boom. I mean, yeah, it's crazy. And the high school they built down there.
All of them.
Yeah, and football fields look like pro football fields.
Yep.
One thing about Texas, they take their football
serious.
Yeah. So what did you coach at Merritt? I don't remember. I remember
football.
That's what I thought.
And I helped with track and some other stuff different times.
A little different football here in Oklahoma versus down there.
They have
donors down there that's like got millions of dollars in their pocket. So it was good, but especially McKinney, Salina, and down in that area.
Exactly.
It's good. So how did you get in the horse business?
I've had horses all my life.
Okay.
My granddad had them. And my uncle had them, and I just kind of, and we had some, we had a Shetland, we had a mare, and my mom, she kind of, dad was a banker, he was kind of like, you said a while ago, he didn't like horses, he'd rather have cows eating that grass than horses, but anyway, I always had them, and I just kept better and better than them, getting better all the time. And I raised him for quite a while, and I had Kitty. She was born.
How old is Kitty?
She's at seven. She's seven? Fixing to be eight.
Okay.
When she was 15 days old, I took her to breed the mare back, and she broke her leg, and we had to shoot her.
Really?
Yeah. So I raised her as an orphan.
Now, this just makes the story better.
If you go walk up to her, you would call her the B word, because she will pin her ears and act like she's going to kill you, but she won't.
Right.
She's, once you get on her, she's just good as gold. And I raised her, don't tell how many stall forks I broke over her butt. She never would take a bottle. She never would drink out of a bucket milk. So she just had to live off of feed from the time she was 15
feeding
days.
Feeding water.
15 days.
That's an awesome story.
And
with her.
I had to really, I'd feed her by hand. That Folac, it was sweet as milk,
right,
or it was pellets. Anyway, so I got her raised up, my broker, and I sent her off to a friend of mine that rode another horse. He's a trainer, rope horse trainer, Elsie Harrison and Kathy, Ellsworth and Kathy Harrison, and up by Sand Springs, Sepulpa. And he rode her about 2 years, got her going really good. And I did this up there, and he kind of blamed himself for that. And he said, I'm quitting. So I'm quitting trading. He said, I've already found some places we can go with her. So he found me another trainer, went to them, and we had some success, but nothing great. Nothing huge. We got her qualified for the world. She was fourth in the world in senior healing last year.
Okay.
Of all the horses.
And that's pretty good.
That's good. Honor roll. It's called honor roll. High points honor roll. So she was fourth in honor roll. And so I had to find another. Well, I brought her home after the world show last year. I was going to ride her.
So where was the world show? Was still in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. It's 15 days. It's a big deal.
Right.
And big deal. And I'd seen this boy that's riding her, young man. He's not a boy. He's a story of his own. But anyway, I'd seen him riding rope, and he ropes really good. He roped with what came down since he's 12 years old. Every summer they live in Wisconsin. His parents brought him down here and left him with Bobby Lewis, which is a big horse trainer.
Right.
Down Bardmore, Marietta. This guy, Joseph Harrison, worked for him.
They just dropped him off, said, see you later.
They dropped him off, said, see you later. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
And his mom's told me some stories about, when he was 12 years old, he called mom. This is going on. Yeah. But anyway, so when this Joseph Harrison left Bobby to go out on his own, the boy goes with him, Justin. It's Justin Oaks, by the way.
Okay.
They call him Ox at the deal, too, but it's Oaks.
That's these professional announcers.
That's that. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I'd seen him riding rope, and he's good. I mean, for a young man, he's good. He's going to be great one of these days. But
he's pretty darn good now.
But I asked him, I said, would you be interested in taking her? And he goes, shoot, yeah, I would, because he'd seen Joseph ride around a little bit. And so I said, okay, I'll bring her. You short the world show. Okay. So we take her, and he rides her 2 or 3 weeks. He had her there and take her to the world show. And he goes out the first run. And, well, he'd sent me some practice runs. And I said,
he sent you some what?
Practice runs, just videos of him practicing.
Right.
And I said, if you do that at the show, you'll win. And he did.
Yeah.
He come up and made a run, and it was a 225 and a half, I think. Anyway, that was, and this is in the open. He was in the L2, but they run together.
Okay.
That in the open, that would have finished fourth. Yeah, he would have finished fourth in the open with all the professionals.
Well, help us out a little bit before you get more into the story. What's the L2 and what's the open?
Okay, L2 is just, it's limited. It's your number. Ropers have numbers, okay? And it goes up to a certain number, like 7.
Okay.
Is 7 and down can rope in the limited. And then above is like 9s, 10s, 11s. I mean, NFR guys.
Right.
And they're the.
So we're going from the amateurs all the way up
to
pros.
Well, he's not an amateur because I'm amateur, and I showed her an amateur. And but anyway, he made a run, and we just were sitting there, and everybody goes, he's got that one. I said, no, ain't no way. He's got that one. No, ain't no way. Because one thing I'd always tell my wife, I said, I want a leather coat. That's what you get first, second, or third. Gets a leather coat. I mean, it's nice. It's out in the pickup, by the way, but it's nice. And they put her name on it, and senior healing and everything. But if I'd have left him in the open, which that was my dumb butt fault, but if I'd have left him in the open two and the L2, he would have made the finals of the open, and he probably would have finished top 5.
Yeah, because you did the open, right?
I did the amateur.
Amateur, okay.
I did the amateur, and when I did the amateur, and I had a really good run, but my healer missed.
Here we go.
And
what's your language here?
I had one of the best healers in the world.
Right.
One of the best. But it happens. I mean, I'm not blaming him at all. It happens. Anyway. But, you know, his parents were there. His mom and grandmother was there.
From Wisconsin?
Yes. Jackie and Grandma Sue.
Cool.
And they helped me because I'd never won. I mean, I'd had pictures taken of horses I'd shown, but I'd never won. And so
were you not smiling or what?
Oh, man. Crying?
Yeah, I seen one picture look like you've been crying. Yeah. But that's all right. You deserve
anyway, it. Anyway, I get emotional.
Well, that's all right.
But she, without, you know, the help of Jackie and all of them and Gucci Equine people that we go out there and practice, I helped them out. I worked for them. And, you know, we roped and practiced a lot out there.
That's such a nice facility, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going to be state of the art. Yeah. And, anybody, if you drive down 152, it's right there before you get Highway 6.
You can't miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss it. So, anyway, but we had our picture made. There was about, I don't know, 10 people there. And we took our picture, everybody standing up there. And then they said, we want one, because they call me No Thumb. So they said, everybody's got to do a No Thumb. So everybody but they hid theirs.
I wonder what that was.
That's what it is.
That's what that was.
That's what it is.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, they're all Well, they're not making fun of me. They just,
oh, yeah, what do you call it?
Well, I'm used to it now.
Yeah, you ought to be Sean Wilson.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm blessed. It was that, and then I got a nub, at least, a little bit.
Yeah.
But, back to Justin. I asked him, I said, you want to keep riding her? He said, heck yeah, I do. So he's going to show her this year for me.
Cool. And, so how do you have to? And if you do, how do you qualify to
you
go
have
to work?
Okay.
So how does that work?
So you have to qualify. You got to earn so many points. In shows. You go to quarter horse shows.
All over
the country. It's all over because, it couldn't be just here because then the New Hampshire people or the Florida people wouldn't have a shot. You know? So it's all, everybody has quarter horse shows all right. over. So you go and it's like about 30 something points for healing for senior healing was like 30 something points.
Okay.
So you got to win. You get a point for every 5 horses in a class. Okay. So if there's 10 horses in a class, first gets 2, second gets 1, third gets a half.
Okay.
So and then up. But over it goes up to 30 horses and over 30 it's just the same.
Right.
Which I don't think that's right. They ought to change it.
Right.
Because if there's 60 horses in there, you're beating 59 of them if you win it.
Right.
You ought to get points for it. But that's neat.
Right.
So.
The more horses, the more points.
More horses, the more points.
Yes.
Yeah. So you travel and you do that. And, once you get qualified for the World Show, you can either keep going and just try to boost your points. Okay. Kitty is bred right now. 2-1 Gucci Equine's their stud, right. New one-time blues.
Yeah.
She's not carrying it. It's in a recent mare, but...
Oh, okay.
That's how I'm keep roping her. Should be this big.
Technology. So. There's a lot of people do cows that way.
Oh, I know. So sure. I'm going to have a little baby Bougie somewhere in there. So about April 1st, I hope. It'll be an April Fool's baby.
Oh.
I don't know what...
That would just fit right into your whole story.
Yeah, it would.
That's incredible about her being a orphan. That's incredible.
You don't know how many stall forks I broke over her butt. I mean, she'd kick it. She was, she's mad.
Well, yeah. She didn't have a mama.
What the heck. She went from happy-go-lucky to no mama in a stall by herself, and she'd kick at me and run at me, and she'll still pin her ear, and you think, she'll eat you up.
She's messing with you now.
And she does. Out there at the barn when I kept her out there for a while out at Gucci Equine, and everybody's got their name on a deal and, what they get fed and stuff. And her name, Brett, went and changed it to B-I-T-C-H.
Sounds like it's a perfect word for it.
It was. But
I got to take a break real quick. We're going to come back and finish this story up. I love this. The orphan, and she's a B-I-T-C-H.
But she's a bad B-I-T-C-H.
But that's just wonderful. And we're going to talk more about you winning up here at Oklahoma City. We'll be right back after this Wheeler General Store break.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, folks, this is E.J. Gretiman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Hi, this is Sean with Galleria Furniture. If you're looking for the best prices on dining sets, this is the time to shop. The Blake dining set is just $249. The Ashbourne Casual 5-Piece Counter Height dining set is only $399. And if you want something cozy, you can even sit back in the Rowan set. Comfort and value all in one place. And don't forget, we have over 40 sets on the floor and available. Located in Elk City, next to Tractor Supply, where friends don't let friends pay retail.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me.
It's for my wife that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, November 14. 1,599 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 475 brought 420. 8 at 509 brought 395. 5 at 549 brought 375. 3 at 657 brought 335. 10 at 720 brought 334. 12 at 725 brought 348. 7 head of heifers at 398 brought 382.50. 3 at 500 brought 335. 4 at 526 brought 342.50. 3 at 607 brought 342.50. 11 at 628 brought 282. 4 at 876 brought 288. Butcher cows 20 to 173. Butcher bulls brought 134 to 192. Bred cows 1625 to 4200. Pairs brought 4200 to 4450. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6. Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Lone Wolf, 62 degrees, dew points 51, humidity 69. The winds are out of the west, northwest at 17 miles an hour. You look like you got about 4/100ths more rain than I did. 0.14 inches of rain at the mezzanette there. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 62 degrees. Sunset at 5:28, 68. Mostly sunny today, 41 clear tonight, and tomorrow looks beautiful, 64 degrees, and north to northeast wind, 6 to 8 miles an hour, in case your blind's in the wrong spot in the morning, the buck's going to do. I have Mr. Don Bradshaw in here from Elk City, Merritt, however you want to put it. He coming in here. His horse.
A new kind of cat's a real name.
Huh?
A new kind of cat.
Yeah, new kind of cat.
That's a real name.
Yeah, I thought I was looking that on Facebook, yeah. But you guys call her Kitty. Yeah. I got you. And her and Justin won the Level 2 championship at the American Quarter Horse Association World Show. And guys, that's huge. I don't care who you are, it's huge. And the story behind this horse is Kitty just the nice word for her besides the being
besides BITCH?
Yeah, besides that one. Anyway, this horse is so beautiful. I never even dreamed about Dawn saying she was an orphan. I mean, from day one or
15.
How 15. And so, anyway, she's a beautiful horse. She looks like just a good cow horse, a good quarter horse.
She would be.
And so they're on the road. So. You guys, did you guys celebrate?
Oh, yeah. Winter bought.
That's shocking. What I see? I see the level 2 champion, $6,000, and it don't matter about the money, but it's that ribbon around her you. I got to get back to these other pictures I got here. You got that ribbon around you. You got that big trophy. You got your leather jacket.
Yeah.
And so, and then the kid from Wisconsin. So, how old is he right now?
He is 18.
18. That's something.
He lived by himself since he was 16 in a house. They bought him a house right there, just a couple miles from the trainer, Joseph.
Right.
And he goes over there every day in ropes.
Right.
And, but, you know, if that would have been me at 16.
What?
The party would have been on. You know, he homeschooled from, he went to regular school until he was junior, senior. So, anyway, he did all of his work. Nobody there saying, just get your work done.
He just did it.
He did it, you know.
And what's that tell you about that
kid? He's a good kid.
Yes.
And good young good man. Good work ethic, and he, you know, he's gonna go a long ways. He's gonna just watch in a few years. He's gonna be the big dog.
Well, sometime between now and the end of that few years, and he's up here with you guys or something, holler and we'll bring him on the show. I want to talk to a kid. Does he have that accent from up there?
Yeah, kind
of. Yeah, I gotta talk to him.
His mom and grandma really do, because he says grandma. You know, we say grandma, you know, but Grandma Sue.
They're from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, yeah. Yeah. But they're the nicest people. Like I said, they took me and helped me. Okay, now we got to go here and we got to do this and you got to order that and you got to order this picture and you got to order that video. And so, I mean, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have got half the stuff I needed to get done.
Well, can you see that? You know that picture?
Yep.
Tell me everybody who that is in that picture on the mic, if you can remember it. Turn that mic toward you. You can turn that mic toward you.
Man, well, that's a friend. That's Grandma Sue.
Okay.
And that's Justin's sister to the left of Grandma Sue.
Okay.
Justin on the horse, me.
Brunette.
She's from Raiden, the dark haired.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then that's what she's from the I always see her Taylor the vet with the horses.
That's Margo.
Yeah, Margo. That's it.
Margo. That's Jackie, Brett.
Yeah.
And Justin. Not Justin. Butler.
Oh yeah.
Jake Butler.
Yeah.
And his girlfriend.
Yeah. Cool. So
I did pretty good. Only.
Yeah, you did.
Two names. Yeah. Anyway. They were all there, and I said, everybody in the picture.
Yeah.
So, because they all cheered me on. I mean, it sounded, when they did it,
it sounded like a roar. Sooner scoring a touchdown.
Yeah, kind of like Sooner.
You guys aren't watching on Facebook, when he walked in, I was already friends with him because he's got an OU Sooner hoodie on. So
yeah. And I'll have my t-shirt on tomorrow. So.
Oh, yeah, me too. And that's awesome. So what'd you tell me? She's seven?
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
All right, so how much longer does she have showing? Just compared to other horses, just till they're...
Unlimited, really, as long as she stays healthy and doesn't, you know, you don't get a leg hurt or something, you know. And I had her here. Well, she is here now at my house. And we roped the other day out there, and I ran about 10 on her, and she just, you know,
worked natural. Like she's worked a natural
like a charm.
Yeah,
yeah.
So every time people who don't know horses are like dogs and pets. You know, they've got each got their little habit. Just like her messing with you, folding ears back. I'm going to get you, but she doesn't. She's messing with you. What's one of her little niches?
She loves dog food.
Does she really?
Like, I leave the dog food pan out. I keep, there's a couple of old dogs that stay in the barn.
Yeah.
And I keep their dog food in it's hard, dry, but it's in a pan there. And every time she comes in or goes out, she stops and goes, I mean, she will eat the whole pan if I don't rush her through. I mean, she loves it. And I think that's what makes her mane and tail so thick.
Right.
Because it's so high protein.
Yeah, it is. Very high protein.
Her tail, we cut it off. Justin called me about a week before the world show, and he goes, do you mind if I cut her tail off? And I said, hell no, don't cut her tail off. And I was just kidding, you know, I knew what he meant. And I said, no, I'm just kidding. I said, yeah, you can cut it off. You know, they cut so she don't step on it, rip it out.
Right.
So Anyway, and then her mane's about that long too.
Oh, I see. And there's braided.
It's braided, yeah.
The whole, see, it's beautiful. If you want to see this horse, get on. I actually shared it on the KZO page when it happened there a couple weeks ago. But get on Facebook, go to Don Bradshaw, Brad, not Bashaw, Bradshaw, and friend him or whatever, or just look at the pictures. It's a beautiful horse. This is one of the best pictures. Everybody was in tune. There was nobody looking away or spitting or anything. Again, congratulations,
well,
Don.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate you having me on.
I wouldn't miss this anyway. And beautiful horse, and just get on there and read the story, check the story out. I didn't know she was an orphan. That just makes it the whole story better and kind of emotional a little bit.
I tell you, it's kind of funny. The next morning I have living quarters in my trailer, and I stayed there at the fairgrounds, and we went out, like I said, we went out and ate that night, all of us, everybody in that picture, went and ate and had some fun. And the next morning I woke up about 6:30 and I said, did I dream all that? And I was serious.
Yeah.
And I jumped out, ran out the door barefoot, trailer, and jerked the door open to my truck. And there's my trophy. There's my ribbon. There's everything. So,
again, I said, congratulations.
Yes, it's real.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Friday night at the dance. That's what country sounds like. Thanks for making us number one, 96.5 KEZO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. President Trump and New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani are putting aside their differences for a sit-down at the White House this afternoon. Trump on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Well, I give him a lot of credit for the run. They did a successful run, and we all know that runs are